Mr. Speaker, if you have to travel from my constituency, Jabuso constituency, to Accra, you will need not less than 200 Ghana cedis to travel from Jabuso and back. And if we say somebody is needy, I will not be surprised that the person will find it very difficult to raise 200 Ghana cedis just to access a scholarship. And so if we're able to decentralize it, the regions and the districts, so that it will be very easy for students to get access to the forms. Mr. Speaker, as much as I agree with one of the speakers that heads of institutions must help their students, I think it will also be better that the forms are available in the various districts or regions so that the students themselves or the parents themselves can easily access them. My attention has been drawn to the fact that it is not regulated by any statute. And as a law-making house, I think that we must try to encourage such that we get laws regulating this particular secretariat.